WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
As the weather warms up, some Chicagoans may see a peculiar sight, a cowboy riding his horse through the city. He's become sort of a local celebrity on social media. He goes by his riding nickname, the Dreadhead Cowboy. WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio brings us the story.
Y'all never know where y'all catch a dreadhead cowboy at. Rolling and rolling.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. And it's matted black.
On a recent sunny Thursday afternoon, Adam Hollingsworth put on his boots and hat and picked one of his four horses to start his ride. He goes by Dreadhead Cowboy, and he loves the attention he gets. Today, he's interacting with a group of residents on the south side.
It'll be better if you record. Yeah? On TV. Yeah, I know I was a world star.
He started riding his horse in Chicago last summer as a way to bring something positive to his community.
I did it because I ain't gonna say I don't like attention. Everybody loves attention. So that was one of the reasons why I started out doing it. But as I started doing it more, I started seeing the kids, they like it. They love it. Not like they love it. Not even just the kids, the adults. Like, it's bringing something different to the community. And I started liking that it's bringing happiness to a lot of people.
He says he likes the idea of making some smile in the middle of the darkness we're living in. If it's warm enough for his horse, he goes on social media to ask where they want him to ride his horse. He picks a neighborhood this way and later documents all of his rides on social media. And his images and videos are popular. The 33-year-old father of four has more time because he's lost his job as an exotic dancer. He misses his work.
To all the people, check on y'all exotic dancer friends that y'all have. Because we not happy right now. We broke.
Dreadhead Cowboy didn't grow up around horses. He's from Chicago's east side. He fell in love with horses 4 years ago. He started his new adventure with his uncle.
I was at his job one day, and we were talking about doing something different. And I was telling him that he should grab some horses. We should get some horses.
His uncle did, and he was able to interact with horses for the first time. And the connection with horses was made immediately. He knew he wanted a horse, so his uncle helped him get one. As the connection with the horses grew stronger, so did the bond with his uncle. They went from talking a few times a year to speaking a few times a day. His uncle has become like a father to him.
Like, so anytime I have life problems, I'll call him, and he'll tell me what's going on. And he'll be real with me. He ain't sugarcoating me. He gonna be 100 with me, blunt.
The Dreadhead Cowboy stable has grown too. He now has four horses and a pony.
Like, every horse have their own personality, and you just gotta pay attention to it. A person that just come up to a horse, like, they wouldn't see that personality. You actually gotta spend time with a horse to see their personality.
His favorite horse is Prince. Prince's personality is especially useful during his rides through the city.
If a car come past and blow their horn, the horse won't jump or anything like that. And Prince is used to it. So he's a real good horse to have.
He rides Prince around the city. The Dreadhead Cowboy says he just wants to share his love for horses with other Chicagoans.
They really love me out there. It warms my heart up when I see kids smiling, laughing.
And when I ask him if he's concerned about being out during this pandemic, he tells me he's 6 feet apart when he's up on the horse. But mostly, he says, as a black man living in Chicago, leaving the house, it's always dangerous.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is
and he's going to keep riding his horse.
Black,
Maria Inés Zamudio, WBEZ News.
On a horse, you get